Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you with us this morning. And if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to Psalm 111? That's our reading this morning. And it's an acknowledgement of God's work in creation that gives wisdom. I was thinking when I read this psalm that the foolishness of the evolutionary theory leads to confusion and ignorance in man, while recognition of God in his creation, it leads to wisdom and the knowledge of God. So that is Psalm 111. So why don't you follow along as I read? Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. In the company of the upright and in the assembly, great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. He has made known to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the heavens that declare your glory. Lord, the works of your hands, Lord, are just amazing in our sight. And Lord, even greater than that is the fact that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to come to earth, to die for the sins of the world, to be raised again the third day, to pour forth the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all those who believe. Lord, we do just accept, we receive, and experience that work of the Holy Spirit this morning in our lives, Lord, through the worship and through your word. Lord, we do pray, Lord, also the blessing that you have upon us. Lord, we're in remembrance of those in Texas right now, Lord, who are suffering under that devastation, that hurricane and the flooding. Lord, I do pray that you be with them and those that have lost their lives. Lord, I pray that you comfort families. Lord, those who have been devastated by loss of homes and lands and possessions. Lord, I do pray, God, that you would, the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be there. And the saints, Lord, as Ron Hint was just with us, Lord, for the conference, and he's in Houston where that storm is battering. Lord, I pray that the saints there and throughout the churches, Lord, would be a blessing to the people in this time of need. Lord, so we lift these things up to you. We pray that you be glorified in your works and in our lives and in our church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Like never before, oh my. Thank you. many times that we hang on to unforgiveness. Lord, are we just forget to receive your forgiveness from you, God. And I pray that this morning we would just lay down those burdens. God, that we would take up the victory that you've won for us. That we would take up that forgiveness that you've bought. Lord, that we would walk in it in that newness of life and that freshness, God. Thank you. together.